Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast, presented by Incova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. My name is Ben Waite. Today, we have another Q&A segment with Gene. Gene, before we hop into the questions, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Ben. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Excited to read some of the questions submitted by our listeners. The first one comes from John here in Gahanna. John wants to know, would Columbus ever be considered to host either the men's or women's conference tournament for basketball?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, we had through our conference office a bid process that they've done where they sent out requests for proposals to different cities. And you know, we worked closely with our Columbus Sports Commission to submit a bid to host. And so the years didn't line up for women's basketball because of our commitments that we already have, particularly with the Final Four at the NCAA. But we submitted for a couple of years for men's basketball. So we'll have to wait and see. We have the right demographics. We have the facilities. So our airport is really great for our opponents. So we got the hotels now. So we have to just wait and see if we can win the bids.
Our next question is from Chris in Barberton. Chris says there's been a lot of news recently around, quote, rules and, quote, integrity. And Chris wants to know how we ensure that our programs are all operating within the guidelines of the NCAA.
Yeah, you know, it's really, we're fortunate to have good people. And it starts with your values, and we preach them all the time. It's part of our culture is, you know, operating with integrity, operating with respect, and just making sure that our coaches and our support staff, everyone understand that those two values are the highest values that any individual can have. And so we preach it a lot, and we try and hire with that understanding. And we, of course, have all the compliance things around all of our teams, but it really starts with the individual, making sure they understand that if they make a mistake, you know, we're not going to shoot the messenger. I mean, the reality is we all make mistakes. And our teammates know that if it's something is intentional, we deal with that swiftly. But at the end of the day, being transparent, creating an environment of trust is really huge. So it starts with our values.
Our next question is from Julian here in Columbus. Julian wants to know, Julian saw that there was news about the search committee for your position, Gene, and Julian wants to know what that process looks like and how an athletics director is identified and vetted.
Yeah, so the search committee, which is chaired by my good friend Mike Eicher, is really a good advisory committee that will ultimately do a lot of the work for the president before he arrives in January. The Office of Legal Affairs and Human Resources hired a search firm, Collegiate Sports Associates, ran by a good friend, Todd Turner, who was the athletic director at Vanderbilt for a long time. And they will start the process of vetting potential candidates after a profile is developed. The advisory committee will first design a profile. What's the characteristics of the athletic director that we should be looking for? And so their hope is to have a pool of candidates for our president when he arrives. So a lot of the work that's done will be done before he actually arrives, but creating a profile, then using the expertise of the search firm to go out and try and fill the candidate pool. There's a lot of athletic directors who've been through the wars out there and have the scar tissue to be in this position. So we'll see how it goes.
Our last question today, Gene, is from Shelby in Asheville. Shelby would like to know if you have any advice for students or professionals aspiring to work or pursue a career in sports administration.
Yeah, I think a couple of things. One is if you're fortunate enough to be doing undergraduate work or master's work at an institution that has sport programs, make sure you work closely with the sport programs there and get some practical experience. And that may be, you know, volunteering to work a golf invitational or a swimming meet or a volleyball contest or whatever. If you have football, volunteer to work your event management and those type of things, be it in marketing or whatever. Try and make a connections where you are to get that practical experience as you're getting your education. And even if you have an environment where there's a pro team, make sure you make those connections, whether it's soccer or football or basketball or whatever. Try and make those connections so that you can get that practical experience. It's one thing to have the theoretical, but it's another thing to actually do the work. And then I would recommend that wherever you are, you try and make some connections with people in the industry and try and establish those relationships, because this is still a people business. And so you want to establish some relationships locally where you are and try your best to learn from those individuals and get a relationship to a point where they might be able to help you get in the door somewhere. So use the resources around you.
Well, that does it for another Q&A segment here on the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance. Thank you to everyone that submitted a question. If you'd like to send a question in for Gene, you can do so at ohiostatebuckeyes.com. We really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to leave a review wherever you find your podcasts. Until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.